You've downloaded the episode. You've pulled it up in your iPod pad phone thingy. And you've even pushed play. There's no going back. Written in his bathroom. Produced in his basement. Now on the web everywhere. This is the Stuff and Things podcast with the voice of Steve.
It's the 18th day of the third month, the 8th year, the second day of the 21st century. Hi, it's me, Steve, and this right here is the third episode of the Stuff and Things podcast. How you doing? Well, that's awesome to hear. I'm not unwell, thanks for asking, though I did have a rough week this week. Well, it's not a huge deal, but, well, you see, I got bam-keyed this week, and it hurt. Oh, man. Oh, wait, what does it mean to get bam-keyed? Well, how do I describe it? It's kind of tough to explain, really. It's kind of like when you get buckholzed. You ever get buckholzed? Yeah, me neither. But it is kind of like that. Or maybe it's more like being Sicardied. Yeah, it's more like being Sicardied. You know, when you get really, really Sicardied? Yeah. But let me tell you, the best way to avoid being Sicardied? Well, you can start by not getting Allheisered. Every time you get Allheisered, you know that getting Sicardied? Right around the corner. But what you never, ever, ever want to have happen is to get cunied. You ever get cunied? I don't even want to go there. The therapy was expensive enough the first time. I'll tell you one thing, though. As bad as getting cunied can be, doesn't compare one whit, not in the slightest way, to getting traitored. Well, enough about me. We have a whole bunch of stuff and a couple of things to get through this week. We'll get started with entertainment thingies next on the Stuff and Things podcast. Next.
You've got the Bud Bank card. You've got the Bud Bank preferred card. You even have the Bud Bank preferred gold card. But there's still so much stuff out there you want that you can't get because your card is not cool enough. Well, that stops now because you are pre-approved for the new Bud Bank Amethyst Preferred Super Purchase Pro Double Gold Member Plus card. Man, it took us forever to come up with all them names. If you have a pulse and have no idea how to figure out how much that new car stereo will actually cost you at, well, let's just say 37% interest, then you are pre-qualified with the Bud Bank Amethyst Preferred Super Purchase Pro Double Gold Member Plus card. Your purchasing power will be the equivalent of many small countries. Just don't go using it to do something silly like building a uranium enrichment facility or something. Apply today at any Bud Bank branch and get your Bud Bank Amethyst Preferred Super Purchase Pro Double Gold Member Plus card. And don't forget to pick up the sign-up sheet for our seminar about how to get out of credit card debt on special for only $19,999 or whatever. This week only from your friends at Bud Bank. I'm Bud.
It is time now for entertainment thingies. Aren't you excited? I know I certainly am.
Well, it was recently Oscar season, and as is tradition, it looks like most, and I want to stress most, celebs have decided to give up acting like complete goof knuckles for Oscar Lent. We even have Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus acting relatively normal. At the moment. So, with the top-tier famous people acting in a way that is not at all entertaining, we've had to go behind the scenes for any celebrity shenanigans. Case in point. According to Deadline via Yahoo Entertainment, Full House and Fuller House creator and showrunner Jeff Franklin was recently told adios, Tannerinos, as he was axed from the show by studio Warner Brothers TV. Oh my Lanta, you're in big trouble, mister. Yeah, because apparently he was accused of being verbally abusive to staffers and made inappropriate comments in the writer's room. Now, I wasn't there, not a witness to any of this, but I can only assume some of those inappropriate comments included,
"You would not be able to believe and comprehend how much money I have
just because I created these ridiculous shows.
Here's another one.
Hey, random Fuller House staffer. Did you know that you work on Fuller House, which is a direct sequel to Full House?
That alone should have made half of the staff quit. Can't believe how insulting that is. Here's one more.
Does anyone know how much longer the court order says we have to employ this Dave Coulier guy for?
No doubt, if a safe work environment can't be created by the guy who created the show, no less, then that guy needs to be shown the door. And you kind of wish there was a morality clause in his contract that says he stops getting paid all of them I created the show royalties too.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Just in case you were wondering, Weird Al Yankovic just released his super snazzy new polka. When's the last time you heard those words in that order? Yep, he's got a brand new tune called The Hamilton Polka. Yeah, that's all I got. The link should be in the description, I hope, if I did this right. Or just YouTube it by searching Hamilton Polka and it'll come right up. It's awesome. And I don't even like Hamilton, so you can thank me later. Just enjoy the Weird Al / Hamilton-y goodness, okay? All right, have a nice day.
You gotta look at the big picture. You gotta grab life by the lips and yank as hard as you can.
Man, can you imagine what it must be like to be the heir apparent to a huge entertainment empire left behind by one of, if not the biggest star of all time? Well, don't bother, because apparently it, like, sucks. Lisa Marie Presley, the only daughter of the late Elvis Presley, sure has had a time of it during her 50 years on the planet. Losing her dad when she was just 9, being married to Michael Jackson for a minute, having a value of over $100 million? Telling ya, it's just been a riot and a half for the lady. Well, I hate to say it, but it's not looking like things are going to get better for Miss Presley anytime soon. According to a story by Susie Byrne at Yahoo Celebrity, Miss Presley is in the middle of two big legal battles. First, with her soon-to-be fourth ex-husband, Michael Lockwood, whom she's in the process of divorcing as we speak. Or should I say, as we've been speaking since 2016. Lockwood is not going down easy, of course. He's demanding a share of Lisa Marie's previously mentioned $100 million fortune because, well, you know, being married to Lisa Marie Presley for 10 years should swing you $50 million or so. In addition to that, Presley is suing Barry Siegel, her former business manager and guy who definitely sounds like he's from New York. Presley is claiming that Siegel squandered her $100 million fortune, leaving her with a bunch of unpaid taxes, a mansion in England currently in foreclosure, $50,000 in debt, and $14,000 in cash. Hey, maybe Michael Lockwood should sue Barry Siegel for spousal support.
Humor! I love it!
I need more money.
He's the world's foremost expert on the world's foremost experts. Money makes the world go round.
So it's made of gravity then?
He knows the American dollar to Ferengi Gold Press Latinum exchange rate.
Penny wise and pound foolish. Are you saying I'm fat?
He petitioned the Dow Jones Industrials to use Godzilla's roar for their session's opening bell.
Put your money where your mouth is. Yeah, but how many points is that?
And now he's going to deliver the financial news.
We're gonna talk about the Angelina Jolie stock index, right? Right?
Oh, this is embarrassing. Here is the Wall Steve Journal.
Well, in last week's Wall Steve Journal, we examined what the heck Bill Gates does with all of that scratch he has laying around. Well, wherever he's holding it, he's gonna want to hold on to it even tighter. According to Bill Gates. Gates did one of them Ask Me Anything deals on Reddit. And after they got through the 373,000 people asking,
"Could I have $1 million?
Gates told people that Americans should expect another financial crisis of the magnitude of the 2008 downturn. He was asked,
"Do you think in the near future we will have another financial crisis similar to the one in 2008?
Gates stopped counting his money just long enough to say,
"Yes."
After an awkward silence and being elbowed in the ribs by his wife, Gates went on to say,
"It's hard to say when, but this is a certainty."
Now, before everybody went to jump out the window all at once, Gates turned all positivity and said,
"Fortunately, we got through that one reasonably well."
Now, I should point out that when a guy worth $90-plus billion says, "we," of course, he's referring to himself and the other six people who have the money to build starships and escape Earth before the zombie invasion. Finally, Gates wrapped things up by saying,
"Despite this prediction of bumps ahead, I am quite optimistic about how innovation and capitalism will improve the situation for humans everywhere, except on Earth. I'm speaking, of course, of the new space colony that I, Warren Buffett, Richard Branson, and that hippie that launched his car into space are setting up in Alpha Centauri. And no, you can't come along."
"Is this fun? Isn't fun the best thing to have?"
Who remembers the classic TV show Run of the House? Or Half and Half? Okay, well, how about unforgettable films like My Fake Fiancé or Hitched for the Holidays? Okay, how's about Blossom or even Gimme a Break? So, 2 out of 6 isn't bad, right? Well, if you remember any of those shows, there's a slight possibility that you will also remember an actor by the name of Joey Lawrence. Or, if you bought into his lame attempt for about 5 years to make himself sound more legitimate and less goofy, Joseph Lawrence. Oh, and then there was his 1993 smash hit song, "Nothing My Love Can't Fix." Look, here's the deal. Joey Lawrence has been working his butt off since his parents decided to live vicariously through him by shoving him in front of a camera back in 1982. Problem is, after working in the coal mine for 35 years, Lawrence has less than nothing to show for it. According to People magazine, Mr. Lawrence and his wife, Mrs. Lawrence, have filed for bankruptcy. Actually, what's even sadder about that is the fact that they did it back in July of last year, and we're only just now talking about it. According to the filing, the Lawrences only had $8,000 in the bank and $60 cash on them. According to the paperwork, Joey said he was making an average of about $7,000 a month, including residuals for old stuff he did, like this. I can't get enough of that. So he's making about $7,000 a month, and he and his wife, who is listed as unemployed, by the way, thanks for carrying your weight, are spending over $25,000 a month. What could they be spending all that money on, you ask? Let me tell you, I answer. $13,500 on rent, water and sewer, $1,200 a month, food and housekeeping supplies, almost $2,500 a month. $1,000 a month on entertainment as well. Hey, wait a minute. No. Just go watch Blossom on Blu-ray. Or even better, go watch Blossom on The Big Bang Theory. That'll make you feel better. Oh, almost forgot about the two car leases they have. One for $500 a month and the other for... what? $2,348 a month to lease? What is it, a Bentley?
As a matter of fact, yes.
So, Joey's not making any money, but they're spending it like he's still making nothing my love can't fix kind of money. There's nothing my love can't fix for you, baby. I'll buy the devil this up. And that is a recipe for disaster, friends. Hey, you keep chugging away there, Joey. We'll keep rooting for you. Well, except for that Bentley thing. That's just ridiculous, don't you think? I mean, really, we can't really root for him for that. We gotta stop somewhere.
I'm gonna hit you with something really heavy. What are you doing?
It's time now for the voice of Steve Politipod, brought to you by News Corp, Chick-fil-A, MSNBC, and George Soros. The Politipod is nonpartisan in its observations, unless Rupert and George want to toss a few more zeros to the left of that decimal point, you know. Well, I suppose Rupert wouldn't want to do that, you know how that goes.
Congressman Devin Nunes, Republican from California, is feeling the heat. He's a bit upset right now over a bit Stephen Colbert did recently on his show, The Colbert Report, where he... Oh, that's right. There isn't no Colbert Report anymore. All right, so what's it called now? The Late Show? Well, I thought that was Letterman. Anyways, so Colbert did a bit on The Late Show where he goes to the U.S. Capitol in a spoof mission to tease information out of congressmen about possible collusion between President Trump's campaign and Russia. To do so, Colbert came armed with a memo, much like the super-hyped memos that were recently made public. But Colbert said, quote, Devin Nunes is a redacted, unquote. Colbert continued making fun of Representative Nunes by asking Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner if he was jealous that California Democrat Representative Adam Schiff gets to work with Nunes. Well, that was all that Nunes could take. I mean, come on, it's not like any of these politicians have the temperament of someone over the age of five. Nunes was on Fox News' Neil Cavuto show, you know, until his mommy and daddy could pick him up. And he said this.
This is the danger that we have in this country. The left controls not only the universities in this country, but also controls the Hollywood in this country and the mainstream media in this country. So conservatives in this country are under attack in this country, and they attack people in this country who are trying to get to the truth in this country, and my sippy cup is all empty, and I want more juicy juice.
To say that you behave childishly is an insult to children everywhere.
Sam Nunberg, former campaign aide to President Trump and wannabe substitute assistant middle school basketball coach, is about as tough as they come, as long as he's being interviewed on CNN. Over the last week, Nunberg was all swagger when he appeared on CNN and brazenly declared that he finished the Subnautica game in less than 24 hours. Oh, and that he planned to defy a federal subpoena.
No, seriously, I'd like to see you build an interstellar spacecraft from scratch and escape a deadly planet you crashed on in a day, much less 20 hours. Oh, and yeah, I'm not going to testify against Roger Stone, controversial Trump ally and my mentor. They want me to say that Roger was going around telling people he was colluding with that WikiLeaks guy, Julian Assange. Well, guess what? I was going around telling people I was colluding with Britney Spears. You don't make a federal case out of it.
So, Sam, every character played by Sylvester Stallone Nunberg, was el numero uno super tough guy until Mueller told Nunberg that if he didn't cooperate, he'd be strung up by his nipples to be gnawed on by vicious ferrets and forced to watch the pilot of Cop Rock forever. Well, guess who showed up at District Court in Washington, D.C., ready to sing like a contestant on The Voice? Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. If I were to guess, though, it'd be this Nunberg guy. But I don't know much about politics and criminals and stuff.
You belong in the circus, right next to the dog-faced boy.
Voice of Steve. News of the World.
Hi, I bonked my head pretty bad, and I'm here to be treated for the bonk on my head that in no way requires a doctor to open my skull and dig around in my brain.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Person. That's not a problem. Just come over here with me to the operating room so we can prep you for the brain surgery that our inept and overworked neurosurgeon will accidentally perform on you.
That's the story of how, according to a story from FoxNews.com, a case of mistaken identification tag bags at a hospital in Nairobi caused a mix-up between two patients. One needed surgery for a blood clot on the brain, the other needing just nursing and non-invasive treatment for swelling after a head trauma. The doctors performing the surgery didn't realize their mistake until hours into the operation when they noticed,
"Hey, there's not a blood clot in here. In fact, with the exception of all of these cancerous tumors in here, this here is the handsomest brain I ever done seen."
Lily Koros, hospital CEO, said the hospital
deeply regrets this event and has done all it can to ensure the safety and well-being of the patient in question. In fact, we've asked the Crown Prince of Nairobi to send out random emails to millions of people in America, asking them to let him send them $10 million, then just send him $5 million back and they can keep the rest if they just send him their name, social security number, and bank account information in order to raise money for the patient whose brain we've accidentally operated on. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a knee replacement surgery to perform on someone who came in complaining of chest pains.
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Since the last time I regularly yelped into the aluminum foil Voice of Steve microphone, the royal bachelor, Prince Harry, got engaged. Yeah, isn't that nice? Yeah, to a nice American actress named Meghan Markle. No. I thought, with a name like that, she was a Harry Potter character too. But no, Miss Markle's an actress, best known for her role as one of those attorneys who says the S word on that lawyer show on basic cable. Anywho, Miss Markle and his Royal Harry are getting married in May. And as you might expect of any young married couple, there's talk of the gifts they'll receive from those attending the wedding and so forth. Hold up, all you gift buyers. There's only one gift that the Prince and soon-to-be Mrs. Harry want from their wedding guests. According to the headline I read, now I'm getting this from the headline, they want a subscription to Us Magazine. No, seriously, it says it right in the headline. The one gift Prince Harry and Meghan Markle want from their wedding guests, Us Magazine. While it's entirely possible that I may have misinterpreted the meaning of the headline, more than likely, actually, it's still kind of silly that the royal couple are actually expecting anything as a gift. I mean, if you dig deep enough, you'll probably find that Prince Harry actually owns a Cuisinart factory. So I'm pretty sure he doesn't need a Cuisinart as a wedding gift. What is kind of cool, though, is what they are asking for from their guests. In an article in Us Magazine... Oh, now I get it. They weren't asking for Us Magazine. The headline was saying the headline came to us from Us Magazine. Okay, now I get it. Okay. Anyway, what Harry and Meghan will likely do, just like Big Brother Prince William and his wife, Kate Middleton, they will set up some sort of charitable wedding fund. William and Kate's raised over £1 million that went to over 25 charities.
It went to 26. Just say 26 actually takes less time to do that.
So, good on you, mates. Way to turn your overly expensive, super extravagant Broadway show of a wedding into something that actually helps folks.
And love, true love, will follow you forever.
Can't I finish?
This is the end. The absolute end.
Hold it there, Cracker Boy. I'm not finished.
Well, alrighty, that's going to do it for this edition of the Stuff and Things podcast with the Voice of Steve. Hope you enjoyed it. Hey, just a couple of things I want to cover here before I head out the door. Okay, this is a new thing I'm doing, this Stuff and Things and stuff. And, you know, here's the thing. If you've got a podcast where you've done 263 episodes or so, and you decide you want to change things up and change the name, even a name that you've been using for various things and stuff for many, many years, you probably want to Google that first. Google the idea, Google the name. I think everybody who does anything does that, and they're smart enough to do that. But here's the deal. You want to Google the name you're going to use. And the reason is, I Googled Stuff and Things on the Googles, And yeah, there's already a podcast out there called the Stuff and Things podcast. It's about, you know, stuff and things. So I'm going to stay the course for right now. I may have to come up with something different, maybe just move it around. Maybe it's the Things and Stuff podcast. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Maybe back to the Voice of Steve. Haven't decided yet. I'm kind of hoping that, you know, I might actually get enough listenership that the folks over at Stuff and Things might go, hey, wait a minute, what's this knucklehead doing? We got to, you know, grab a crowbar on this dude, right? Okay. And I'm hoping that we can sit down and work it out because, well, you know, they might be flexible enough to maybe let me use the name. They're only 217 episodes in. So, you know, they might be flexible enough to give me some slack there. So just a little heads up on that. Maybe some more changes come and haven't decided yet. But right now, this is wrapping up this edition of the Stuff and Things podcast with a couple of housekeeping notes and things and stuff and just some goings on here at Casa Voz de Esteban. What you may not be aware of, unless you know me personally, is back in November, my mom passed away. Yeah. So what I'm doing right now is I'm working on a special tribute to her. So I'm hoping you'll, you know, stay tuned for that. And heck, even if you don't stay tuned for the regular stuff, you might check that out. I'm working on it. It's way too late at this point, frankly. I should have done this and had it wrapped up and done a long time ago. But, you know, mom knows what's going on. So I'm okay with that to an extent. But again, please be on the lookout for that. A special tribute to the mom of Steve. Okay. Now, congratulations going out to the voice of Logan, chief historian of the Stuff and Things podcast. It would have been nice if he would have told me about that historical podcast called Stuff and Things that's already out there. Anyway, Logan turned 16, which was the easy part. And then he passed his driver's test this past weekend, right on the first go. All right, so nice job, Logue. I'm really proud of you, and I just want to say to everybody in the Appleton area here in Appleton, Wisconsin, you should probably either just stay off the roads for the next 6 months or so, or start using the local mass transit system, or you know, another option is just develop the futuristic ability of self-teleportation. Let's see, a couple other things here. Many of you were wondering about those chickens that I mentioned in last week's kind of mea culpa episode. Legitimate concerns when you consider how poorly animals can be treated these days, but no worries. Those four little chicks, those cute little chickadees, chickahoos, whatever, helped us out at our church's Easter celebration, the St. Mary Parish Easter Egg Hunt. Kids from all over the area came by. Some of them, you know, they did the Easter egg hunting. They got some yummy treats in those, played some fun games, and maybe best of all, thanks to the wife of Steve, they got to see some baby chicks. Yeah, the kids had fun. The chicks probably had the bejeebers scared out of them multiple times, but when it was all done, the chicks were just fine, and we'd even set up a pickup in advance of these four little cuties by someone who's going to take them to a special place where they'll either lay a bunch of eggs, you know, if they're a girl, you know, or they'll wake everybody up way too early if they're a boy. So no one's getting eaten, none of that stuff. We made sure of that, so they're going to go hang out and just be chickens for as long as they're able to be chickens. So none of them's going to end up on anyone's dinner table or anything like that. See, even us meat eaters can sometimes be nice to the eatable animals. You know what I'm saying? Well, anyway, that's going to do it. I've got to go. I've got to head to KFC and pick up a fresh bucket of extra tasty crispy for the college basketball games tonight. Hey, keep in touch, why don't you? TheVoiceOfSteve@Yahoo.com. Shoot me an email or whatever. Facebook.com/stuffandthings will get you connected that way. Or you can just stop on over. Yeah, just put The Voice of Steve in the Google Maps thingamading there. You won't get no results or nothing, but I just wanted to see you do it. Okay? Hey, thanks for listening and have a great week. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.